Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. And hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free on numbers 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I never thought in our lifetime we'd be talking about a lot of the issues that we are talking about. But, you know, here we are. We now find ourselves with a president of the United States because of the radicals that have basically co-opted this entire party. And now Democratic politics have shifted toward the view that, what, Hamas, radical terrorists that have a charter that calls for the destruction of Israel. But it's never only been about Israel. You know, little Satan, big Satan. It happened this weekend. You had protesters chanting death to America and death to Israel during Sunday's activists' remarks that were made in Dearborn, Michigan. You might recall that they were going to choose not Joe Biden. That's in the Democratic primary, 18.9%. Well, the alarm bells went off, and here we are now abandoning Israel as they are in a battle for their very survival in their war on terror. You had a pro-Palestinian protester shutting down Hillary at Wesley College. A top Hezbollah terrorist commander has been taken out by an Israeli strike. We've been hearing now that the CIA and our intelligence community believes any minute that, in fact, Iran might strike back after some of their top generals that orchestrated this terror attack against Israel and have been offering support logistically and militarily, that they would be striking back directly at Israel. Now the country basically finds itself alone as America now has abandoned it while hostages are still being held and a war has not been won. And that's where we now find ourselves. Here are the protesters in Dearborn, this Michigan. It should shock every American.
And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al-Mawti America!
Al-Mawti America!
Al-Mawti America!
It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
El Mauti Israel!
El Mauti Israel!
El Mauti Israel!
Death to Israel, and now Democrats. It all started, by the way, with Chucky Schumer. They have now turned on Israel rather than support them in winning their war on terrorism. It's amazing what can happen in 6 months. It's amazing what can happen when you allow such radicals to run the Democratic Party. because now they even want to withhold all support. May I remind everybody that Israel was there with us after 9/11/01. You know, I was watching Chris Coons of Delaware, you know, one of Biden's closest friends. Well, then now they're putting conditions on Israel. War is an ugly thing. But if you don't stop terrorism and root it out, what do you expect is going to remain? More terrorists. Now you've got the Democrats not wanting to help Israel in any way because they have determined their reelection effort is way more important and they don't want to alienate the radicals that have taken over their party. Joining us, Brigitte Gabriel is the founder chairman of Act for America. And Kyle Olson is with us, founder of the Midwesterner dot news. It's an investigative reporting site in Michigan. Now we have Brigitte, death to America, death to Israel being shouted in American states, death to the Jews, gas the Jews, F the Jews in Australia and around the world. We're hearing similar things. And now America has chosen what? That Hamas should win this war, the terrorist group?
This is purely anti-Semitism, Sean. They are enraged and outraged over the supposedly genocide in Gaza. Where was this outrage when 5.5 million people were killed in Congo? Where was the outrage when 500,000 people were killed in Syria? Where was the outrage when 500,000 people killed in Sudan, 400,000 people killed in Yemen, 300,000 people killed in Iraq, 250,000 people killed in Afghanistan? Where was the outrage? We have barely 20,000 people killed in Gaza, and that's according to the Ministry of Health, which we know it is Hamas, saying that 20,000 people killed. And all of a sudden, the whole world is enraged because of genocide. This is strictly political because people, it's not that they care about Gaza. The only reason they care is because of their anti-Semitism in clear display. And by the way, when we talk about Hamas, and you referred to this in your introduction, Sean, the most revealing words in the charter of Hamas are a quotation from an Islamic scripture. Quote, "The day of judgment will not come about until Muslims fight the Jews. The stones and trees will say, oh Muslims, oh Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him." This is out of hadith of Sahih Muslim, book 41. So it's not about Israel. It's about the Jews, not Israel. The Hamas charter specifically talks about Jews, not Israel.
The only reason that I see the administration doing this and turning their back on Israel, and by default supporting Hamas and not supporting real justice, and justice would be standing by Israel winning their war against radical terrorists that perpetrated what was the worst terrorist attack in Israeli history. Why aren't they helping them win the war, or at least offering the moral support at the very least? They have chosen politics and the politics of a presidential election over fighting terrorists. That's what's happened here. There's no other way to put it. Kyle.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening, because if you go back to the presidential primary in February, it was Gretchen Whitmer was predicting there would be 10,000 uncommitted votes. The reality was there was 100,000. So, and she's co-chair of the Biden campaign. So they had no idea that this was going to happen in Michigan. So they've got this problem. They've got a very real political problem on their hands, where they can't afford to bleed 100,000, 200,000 votes from Arab residents here. And so they've got to figure out what are they going to do. And so what they're now doing is capitulating and looking the other way at what these protests are doing. And these protests that took place in Michigan, in Dearborn specifically over the weekend, this is just the latest. These have been going on since the October 7th attack, and they are 100% pro-Hamas. And the Whitmer administration, the Attorney General Dana Nessel, everyone else in Michigan, this is blatantly hate speech, which they love to talk about. And the administration, whether it's Whitmer or Nessel, whoever it is, the FBI, they're all looking the other way.
You know, they are looking the other way. And I mean, Brigitte, I don't think they could be any more clear. Let me go to a line that has been stated on this program and on TV, and the many times that I've interviewed Prime Minister Netanyahu, is you got to understand something about radical Islamists. They view Israel as the little Satan. Israel is a country about the size of New Jersey. It has a population under 10 million people. They have been surrounded since the UN partition plan with nothing but hostility and have been able to survive. This is now a literal war for their survival, because while they have been dealing with Gaza in the south, and again, a lot of this is being fomented by Iran, the same Iran where Joe Biden has allowed them, ignored the sanctions on them selling oil and allowing them to take in tens and tens of billions of dollars. And now they just completely have turned their back. But by doing so, there's major consequences here. And the major consequences is that now Israel has to do all of this alone, with the CIA saying on Friday that in the next 48 hours or so that they expected a major attack by Iran against Israel. Probably they would use one of their proxies.
Well, the sad thing is that this is a continuation of the Obama-Biden administration when Obama was against Israel, and this is what started the whole Iran deal. And right now, it's unbelievable that we in the United States have turned against Israel the way we did, considering Israel is truly our only ally that we can depend on to help us fight terrorists and Islamic terrorism in the Middle East. Look, Israel took out the Soleimani's replacement in Damascus, you know, with the Israeli bombing that they did last week. Basically, they took out the guy who replaced Soleimani, who actually coordinated and organized the attacks against Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan, who organized and manages the operations of Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis. He coordinates all the tentacles or the octopus arms of Iran throughout the Middle East. Israel had to take him out, and Israel took him out alone. By Israel taking him out alone, Israel helped not only Israel, but we in America are safer today, and our troops are safer in the Middle East because of the action that Israel took. The irony is that America and the Biden administration right now are condemning Israel, standing with Iran practically against Israel, even putting out on social media the way they reprimanded the Israeli leadership because of their operation in Gaza, so that Iranians can hear it, the world can hear it, and the only message Iran is getting from the United States is, hey, America's not going to come to the aid of Israel. This is the time for us to do whatever we have to do, because we know America does not have a red line. They are not going to stop us. America, and especially the Biden administration, are not paying attention. They have a PR problem. And in a way, they're supporting our work instead of going against us.
Yeah, exactly what's happening. Anything you disagree with that you just heard from Brigitte, Kyle?
No. And what I think people need to realize that are not in Michigan is it's a very intense Arab population that we have here. It's hundreds of thousands of people. And again, this started primarily October 7th with the attack. And there have been very vocal pro-Hamas protests in the state of Michigan, whether it was students walked out at Dearborn High Schools and they chanted Allah Akbar. And during their walkouts, they took over a menorah lighting in Detroit. They took over a tree lighting in the Metro Detroit area. They have been very vocal, very aggressive, trying, you know, getting their point across. But it raises this bigger question about where does this end and what does this mean for Michigan, not only in terms of national security and security in the state, but what does this mean politically? And so you've got Joe Biden selling out Jewish people. You've got Gretchen Whitmer, who is the governor of Michigan. She doesn't know what to do. The other day, she sort of refused to call for a ceasefire, but she's aligned with Biden. So they're a mess right now. And the people that are losing in all of this are the Jewish people and people in Israel.
Quick break, more with Brigitte Gabriel and Kyle Olson on the other side. Then we'll hit the phones toll free, 800-941. Shauna's on number this Monday. We'll check in with Governor Ron DeSantis at the top of the hour. A lot going on in the state of Florida that other states ought to be paying attention to, including stopping legal squatting, which is insane. Straight ahead.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue now with Brigitte Gabriel and Kyle Olson talking about these protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting death to America, death to Israel at a rally this weekend. And Joe Biden and most Democrats now abandoning Israel in for just pure political expediency. How repulsive is that? Well, we'll give you the last word, Brigitte Gabriel. I think this is a very, very dark time for the world when America abandons its commitment to battle terrorists wherever they are. Add that to wide open borders and people coming from Iran and Syria and Afghanistan and Egypt and China and Russia. I don't think they're coming here because they want a better life for themselves and their families.
No, they're not coming here because they want a better life. And right now with the open borders and the way Biden has endangered us, God knows what's coming through the border. We know that terrorists are coming through the border. We know that Iran wants, remember, Iran says America is the great Satan. Israel is merely the little Satan. And what I want to add to what Kyle said about our concern for what's happening in Michigan right now, you know, I come from Lebanon. There are 450,000 Shiite Muslims from southern Lebanon, from Hezbollah command in Bint Jbeil, who are now residing between Dearborn and Detroit. 450,000. So what you are seeing, the people on the streets who are doing these demonstrations, we are talking about the hardcore, ingrained hatred towards Israel and America for generation after generations who have immigrated from that part of the world, who are now here working against us. And I fear if a terrorist attack happens in the United States, rest assured, in some way, it's going to be linked to these pockets of anti-America concentration in different areas where these people are operating and demonstrating in America, and it's going to go straight into Detroit and Dearborn.
Scary times, and what a sad chapter in American history that the Democrats, the radicals that have taken over that party, including Joe Biden, now have chosen politics and political expediency over battling terrorism. That's their choice here. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. They're either with us or against us, George Bush famously said. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Thank you, Brigitte Gabriel and Kyle Olson. When we get back, we'll hit the phones. Later on, Governor Ron DeSantis checks in. It's been, 6 months now? That's all it's been since this unprecedented attack, the worst attack in Israel's history by Hamas for all our friends in Israel. And since then, the attacks on Israel have only increased, not decreased. Thankfully, we have groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground addressing all needs as they come in. So many Israelis desperately need help, and they have been literally homeless in need of shelter and food and water and medicines and all these supplies. They also have been part of an effort to provide bomb shelters in areas where Israel needs it the most because they're getting pounded with rockets. When a siren goes off, most people only have about 12, 15 seconds to get to safety. And the IFCJ has been able to renovate and install nearly 3,000 bomb shelters. Now, the cost of each one is $15,000. The goal is for April is 5 more. If 300 of you listening to my voice right now could just donate $50, you're going to have a new bomb shelter installed. And they need it. Whatever your generosity, please, the most you can give will help all these hundreds of thousands of Israelis. Clearly, Biden's not going to help them. Just go to the website, supportifcj, one word, supportifcj.org, supportifcj.org.
Show the mainstream media loves to hate.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. Here's our toll-free number. We'll hit the phones in just a minute. So you're cruising down the highway and the windows are rolled down, and we'll soon we'll have hopefully warmer weather in a lot of states. No problem down here in Florida, by the way. Sorry to remind you. But anyway, God forbid your car starts sputtering, coughing. You hear that noise, whatever that noise is, and your day is ruined. Your car is broken down, and now you're facing an expensive repair bill and a tow truck repair bills that never ends. That's why you want to now call CarShield. Don't wait until that moment happens before you get protection. It's 800-587-5060, carshield.com/Hannity. Look, they've been doing this for nearly 25 years. They offer plans covering, you know, up to 5,000 parts and systems, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it. In other words, they're going to protect your engine and replace it for you if you need a new engine or transmission or your electronics. It's so expensive to fix that. And it's all for one low monthly rate that will fit your budget. CarShield has plans also, unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance. They have rental options. And by the way, they'll give you peace of mind when you're out on the road with you and your family. Call now, 800-587-5060. Go to their website, carshield.com/Hannity. Join the millions of customers, including myself. Call CarShield now. Mention my name. You save 20%. 800-587-5060 or carshield.com/Hannity. So I noticed Mike Turner, not sure where this came from, Linda, was on fake news CNN telling fake Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper claims he's a journalist. He's not a journalist. He's a talk show host and a liberal talk show host at that. He's a total left winger. And Jake Tapper was, you know, at the tip of the spear pushing nothing but the Russia hoax and Russia collusion. Tapper brings up the issue and Mike Turner brings up the issue of whether or not primetime shows on conservative channels. Well, when they say that, they're talking about one channel. They're talking about Fox News, that they're pushing Russia propaganda. The only people that have been pushing Russia propaganda are people like Fake Jake, Fake News CNN, and the conspiracy theory channel MSDNC. Let me first play you this exchange.
Congressman McCall made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media and why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him? And how big is this problem?
Oh, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not.
This is allowed to be said, even though it's completely not true. Let's go back down memory lane, shall we? Because now we know that the dossier was debunked. The dossier, everyone that signed the FISA applications has since said, well, knowing what we know now, we never would have signed it. Okay, because all it was a Hillary Clinton campaign bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier. But yet the media was breathless in their reporting and hysterical for nearly three long years, including liberal talk show host Fake Jake himself. Listen.
Back with breaking news in our politics lead. CNN is now learning that Christopher Steele, the British spy who authored the Trump-Russia dossier, alerted the FBI in July 2016 because he was so concerned then-candidate Donald Trump may have been vulnerable to blackmail. This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion. He wants it released, but I'm not sure what you're saying the media got wrong. But the media reported what the investigation was going on. Other than the people in the media on the left, not on this network, I don't know anybody who got anything wrong. President Trump and others are trying to say that the FBI is corrupt and they had the Steele dossier, which they say has been discredited, which is not entirely true. There's obviously a big move to undermine the Mueller investigation, and we see it all the time with all
the witch hunt.
The witch hunt.
The hoax.
The idea that there are members of Congress or whoever trying to stop an investigation from going forward into what happened so we can make sure it doesn't happen again. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's not just weird, it's unpatriotic. Devin Nunes, in his public comments and some of the other comments we've seen, seems to be that the officials in the FBI who were seeking a FISA warrant against Carter Page relied too much on a political document, the Christopher Steele dossier.
All of which was bad. Look, let me tell you what it is. It's fake news CNN. You have a guy that claims to be a journalist. He's not a journalist. He's a fake journalist. He's a left-wing radical talk show host that claims to be a journalist. And this is the crap that they're still peddling on fake news CNN, because clearly nobody has learned their lesson because it has been debunked. And maybe they want to retract and correct the record over there at fake news CNN, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's go to the free state of Florida, and Howdy is standing by. Howdy, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean, good to talk to you.
Glad you checked in, and it says on my screen you're a restaurant owner. What kind of restaurant? I like to eat.
It's good old American food. It's chicken sandwiches, hamburgers, pizzas, salads, that kind of stuff.
Love it. And where are you located?
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay. Not close to me. just like my friends own these stores in and around the Tampa area, and it's called Chicken Salad Chick. Their chicken salad is by far the best you've ever had, and I'm sure the food at your place is great too. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was asked, are we in better shape than we were 4 years ago? Absolutely not. I mean, not even close. And we've had failure after failure along the way. I mean, we've had all the stuff that was COVID, and then we had this, supposedly it was going to help dig us out. We had the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, which we qualified for. We applied for in time, and the government said that we were going to get it. We just needed to wait in line. The challenge I had was my skin color was not appropriate for what they were prioritizing as a distribution.
Slow down. What did you mean by that?
They were prioritizing that if you were a minority, I believe also, or female, that you were sent to the front of the line to get the dispersion of checks. And the rest of us were just waiting in line. And by the time somebody filed a lawsuit, the government pulled it back. And so there was no...
You're talking about checks that were sent out during COVID?
Yeah, but not the PPP, and it wasn't any of those things.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember it with the PPP, but, look, I'll take your word for it. I don't recall that at all, but let's not get distracted. But the bottom line is your business suffering because of the Biden economic plan?
Very much. They're also this thing that you've seen on commercials with Mr. Wonderful and whatever, the Employee Retention Act. We also qualified for that, and it's a big number that could help us get whole after all things COVID. And they said it was going to be 4 to 7 months that we might be waiting for it. So we budgeted 8 months. It has now been 19 months, and we still haven't seen hide nor hair of that employee retention credit.
Okay, and look what they're doing in California, $20 minimum wage. Now stores are closing down left and right. Bidenomics is not working. You have nearly 499-cent-only stores. They have to close their doors because nobody can buy anything for 99 cents. We learned about this big blowout jobs report from Friday touted by Biden. Turns out that it was almost literally all part-time jobs and jobs that went to illegal immigrants. Even David Axelrod said this weekend it drives him nuts when Biden is extolling the virtues of the economy in a conversation that he had on his podcast. Let me play it for you.
I wouldn't go out there and extol the miracle of the Biden economy. It just drives me crazy when he does that. He was on the Today Show yesterday, and he got asked by Al Roker about a very simple question. It was at the Easter egg hunt, and Roker asked, a lot of people are worried that their bucks aren't going as far. What do you tell them? And instead of sort of doing what you'd expect Joe Biden to do, because he's a person of empathy who grew up in a working class circumstance and identify with the concern, he said, I tell them we've got the strongest economy in the world, and he continues to do that. That is the wrong strategy.
David Axelrod is a lot of things. Dumb is not one of them, because he's right. And as much as they want to claim Bidenomics, they've been now trying to push this down our throat for a full year. It's not impacting people. Because it's not true. And the reality of everything costing on average 39% more is killing most Americans. It's killing them. And we can't afford it. Never mind the record debt deficit. Never mind the 10+ million Biden illegal immigrants we're paying for. Appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. Toll free on numbers 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Governor Ron DeSantis at the top of the hour. As we continue this Monday.
Final hour roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Tom in the Free State of Texas. Tom, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, what I was calling about is concerning early voting. I know Republicans usually want to typically wait until the day of voting, but I think we really need to push early voting. I heard something on another station where a lot of states and a lot of critical states start voting after Labor Day. And someone said that they expected almost half the eligible voting electorate to have voted already before Election Day. So I think it's really critical that we push early voting and get everybody out to vote. It especially hit me being here in the panhandle of Texas a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we had a really bad fire, nearly the biggest in the whole state of Texas.
No, I watched it very closely. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with Governor Abbott about it, and it was the biggest ever, I think, in the country. And the number of acres, I never got the final figure, but it was devastating.
It was. And the thing is that everything closed down and evacuated. And I kept thinking, what if that was something that happened on Election Day? Now, I'm in a heavily Republican area here in the Panhandle in West Texas. And if that was to happen, and Ted Cruz, God forbid, would lose all those votes potentially because too many Republicans waited until Election Day, he might not survive because they're after him, as you know. I mean, they want nothing more than to get him out of.
No, I think by the end of this race, they'll have dumped $200 million in negative ads on Ted Cruz. I mean, that they're going after him with a vengeance. And if you're in Texas, I'm telling you, Ted absolutely has a real fight on his hands because of all of the money coming in. And don't let anybody kid you. Money works in elections. But that's a great admonition on your part. We really appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. The one thing I can announce is we're 210 days out of Election Day, and our plan is on Hannity.com to put up there registration deadlines in every state. We're going to have an interactive map. You'll be able to click on your state and get all the information about voting that you could ever want, how to vote by mail, when you got to register by, where to register, when early voting starts, how to go about it, et cetera, et cetera. And it's different in every state, but it's going to be, you know, basically an informative, if you, all things elections that you would need to know in your state, deadlines, when early voting starts, when registration ends, what is needed in terms of the right to vote, ID, whatever, all of that's going to be on there. Okay, so give us within 10 days, we'll have it up there. Appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Troy in Louisiana. Troy, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. So what I want to call about, Sean, was I think we're mislabeling October 7th in Israel. We keep calling it a terrorist attack, which somehow seems like it lets them off the hook. Call it what it was. Hamas was the duly elected government of Gaza. They had a standing military. They showed video of them in parades, their military in parades. When they invaded Israel, they attacked military targets. They attacked civilians, which is against the Geneva Convention. They wore no uniforms, which is against either Article 37 or 62 of the Geneva Convention. Many of them dressed as Israeli soldiers and police, which is against the Geneva Convention. And if you call it an invasion by the government of Gaza, Hamas, you could hold the leadership accountable. And no matter where they're hiding in the world, the countries that are providing sanctuary for these guys.
I hear your point. Here's the biggest problem you have is that the United Nations is historically anti-Semitic and anti-American. The WHO, we learned they became the propaganda arm during COVID for China. America should be out of the WEF. We should be out of the Paris Accords, where India and China are classified as developing nations. And the reality is we should. It also was a terror attack. Yes, they were the duly elected. 1986 was the year. And there was a poll out recently that showed 70% of Palestinians want Hamas in power after all said and done. So we're not going to get the support that you would if there was fundamental fairness, if these organizations were genuinely objective and real. But they're not, which is why we should stop wasting our money on any and all of them. We spend a fortune to get trashed and for our allies to get trashed. Now we have a president that is literally trashing our number one ally and abandoning them in their war against terrorism. It's sad, and they're doing it for political expediency and to win an election. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Let me ask you a question. God forbid that moment comes and some perpetrator comes into your business or your home and wants to bring harm to you, your employees, you, your family. What are you going to do? What's your plan? I have a plan. I have a lethal plan. I've always believed in the Second Amendment and have had the right to carry a permit my entire adult life. But what are you going to do? Well, one thing you can do is one non-lethal option is called Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. I want you to go to their website. I want you to look at their videos. I want you to see that these very powerful deterrents that they fire, like tear gas and kinetic rounds, can incapacitate even the largest perpetrator for 30 to 40 minutes. It works. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. By the way, you got a lot of different colors to choose from. Camo, American flag, black, yellow, orange, pink. They have it all. And Linda, what's your favorite color?
I tell you what, I'm in love with my Old Glory. I mean, I love my orange one. It's perfect for New York, but I absolutely love my Old Glory. It has the beautiful American flag on it. And again, we just want everybody to go to Hannity.com. We want you to go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Watch these regular people like you and me using Byrna in their personal self-defense. It tells you everything you need to know.
BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off any purchase. I promise you, these videos will blow you away. You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Now, you'll get the same quality of service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, but you get it for half the cost. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. The same cell towers, same 5G network, no contracts, no activation fees. Now you can bring your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, but make the switch today and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values, that supports our military, our vets, and who creates American jobs, and they refuse to advertise on fake news network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today so you can actually afford a burger and fries. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.